The Godfather, defining a movie genre, defining a people, really, Italian-Americans, and defining the mafia criminal enterprise. Headed by the Godfather, ruling like a pharaoh, murdering his enemies, a gentle grandpa to his family. Well, that movie premiered 40 years ago today here in New York City. And of course, that's where largely it's set. Now, it just so happens that just before he left for London and muscled in on my hood, John Hockenberry told me it's business, not personal. John's been speaking about the business of the mafia this morning on the BBC World Service. John.
Dan, it's so great to talk to you. Sitting there in my chair down in New York. How's it working out for you?
I won't get too comfortable, don't worry.
Yeah. Well, you know, this was a great opportunity to take a look at a movie that has defined a whole sort of wedge of culture in the United States. And, of course, The Godfather was not a documentary. And we decided to ask some Italian scholars over here in London if the film really distorted or changed the way not only criminals are viewed, but Italians are viewed around the world. And we spoke with Federico Varese. He's a professor of criminology at Oxford University, author of a book called Mafia on the Move. And Federico says it's a great movie, but it gets a bunch wrong. Listen.
The main inaccuracy is the idea that mafia families are families. The mafia families are called families, but they are not real kin families. They are meant to be as binding as a real family, but it's not that there is a boss who passes on to his son the headship of the family. And so that is the main inaccuracy, to believe that the godfather passes on to his own children the mantle, as in a feudal lord. That's totally inaccurate.
Isn't that great stuff?
It's fantastic.
You know, the amazing thing is that, you know, Federico says that, in fact, the one of the key distortions is that the mafia families embrace the movie. They cast themselves in it. Listen.
What is wonderful about The Godfather is, as I said, it is highly inaccurate. But the real thing, the people who are the mafia loved it and actually then copied it big time to a great, great extent. So we have a lot of evidence, wiretap information, newspaper references, reports from mafiosi who actually said they loved it and then they copied it in their own behavior. They recited the lines in court. The head of a horse has been sent after the movie to victims or potential victims of the mafia. So the mafia embraced the movie because it glamorizes the members, and it's just a fantastic story for them.
That's astonishing.
I know, it's so great. It's Federico Varese. And you know, one of the best evidences that they embraced it is the success of The Sopranos, he says, because The Sopranos are really all about how the mafia, in actuality, couldn't even come close to The Godfather.
I'm looking around Little Italy this afternoon, trying to find those checkered tablecloths and see who's in there. John, thanks
so
much.
There's a couple of people I want you to talk to, Dan, okay? I'll give you their address off the air.
Oh, fantastic. Well, if you've got your memories of The Godfather, or indeed if you're a member of the Mafia, we'd certainly like to hear from you. 8778, my take, but at a distance, thanks very much. And if you have a favourite moment, a favourite quote from The Godfather or the other ones, it's the box sets. Everybody's got the box sets in the UK. Then get in touch. You can post to thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.